Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems. Arizona residents are facing water shortages as Colorado River water levels have been dropping, but some Navajo Nation members have been living without easy access to water for years. That's why the federal government started building a drinking water system on the reservation. Emma Vandenhainde reports on the success and the remaining challenges of this long-term project.
Teddy Lopez has learned that nothing is guaranteed. He was given news last August that no one wants to hear.
I have cancer, so I just take care of my family, I guess.
In the small town of Lybrook, New Mexico, around 60 miles south of Farmington, there's not much to take his mind off the subject. So Lopez invests his time in gardening.
I got tomatoes in my garden. That is just wonderful.
But the water that comes out of his hose isn't guaranteed either. The Lybrook Water Association has to do routine maintenance.
When they go clean the tank out, they tell us about a week ahead of time. Then we store water. We store water for our toilet bowls and we store water for bathing.
But he puts his hope in a water project that might be more stable for his family.
If the Navajo water, the Cutter Lateral, came in, it would be a lot cheaper.
The Cutter Lateral, he's referencing, is one of two water pipelines running from two water treatment plants. It's called the Navajo Gallup Water Supply Project. But it's not a new project. Pat Page works for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation in the office that oversees the project's construction. He says this discussion has lasted for more than four decades, until the stars aligned in 2005.
The Navajo Nation and the state of New Mexico signed a water rights settlement agreement, settling the claims of the Navajo Nation on the San Juan River Basin.
But the federal government didn't enter the picture until 2009. That's when Congress passed a law that authorized many projects, including the design and construction of the Navajo Gallup Water Supply Project. The Bureau of Reclamation's goal was to divert over 37,000 acre-feet of water from the San Juan River Basin to three locations, the Navajo Nation, the Jicarilla Apache Nation, and the city of Gallup in New Mexico. By 2040, the project plans to serve 250,000 people. Page says they're well into construction.
250 miles out of the 300 miles of pipe are either in the ground or under construction, but we still do have some big items left to construct.
The Indian Health Service estimated in 2020 that over 9,600 homes on the Navajo Nation did not have access to water. Jason John directs water resources for the Navajo Nation, and he shared over a Zoom call that this lack of water can be life-altering.
Your life is totally different. How you spend your free time, how you ration the water, how you cook.
90% of residents that do receive water in the Navajo Nation rely on groundwater, which can't be replenished as quickly as surface water. Page says that's exactly what the project is trying to fix.
We're essentially replacing that groundwater supply with the treated surface water supply, which makes it more reliable, more sustainable, and probably in many cases, definitely improved quality.
The project has already seen some success despite the ongoing pandemic.
We were able to complete the construction on the Cutter Lateral. October of 2020, we began initial water deliveries to communities.
The Cutter Lateral stretches water pipelines from Blanco to Pueblo Pintado in New Mexico. It was fully operational this July and continues to bring water to eight Navajo communities. It also goes through Lybrook, where Lopez lives. But he is still having trouble receiving water.
There's a rancher that lives between the water line, and we have to go around his place.
Lopez isn't the only one experiencing problems. The other pipeline, the San Juan Lateral, is still under construction. The public law states that the Navajo Nation project areas in Arizona have access to 6,411 acre-feet of water. But there's a catch right underneath it, John says.
We cannot deliver any water into Arizona through the project until the Navajo Nation as a whole resolves its water rights claims in Arizona.
Until then, Arizona residents on the San Juan Lateral can't receive water from the project, even if the pipes are in place. John says their water should be a basic human right.
We can't give any water through the project to residents in Arizona. And you would think that that type of language wouldn't occur in the United States.
That stalemate, along with other financial needs for the project, are some of the reasons why the completion date moved from 2024 to 2029. Page believes the project will still make an impact.
It doesn't just meet the immediate needs, but it also is going to meet the needs and really change the lives of generations to come.
That was Emma Van Denende reporting as part of the KJZZ partnership with Cronkite News.